I mean, I'm fighting this bat off all alone, and I'll be damned if I didn't get really turned on.
And we're live?
Yep, we're live.
Okay.
I let you do it that time.
I was very confused by you just staring.
No, because, well, never mind. My sound thing was doing something weird. I could hear something coming through my headphones.
Oh, you have headphones on today.
Yeah, I'll take them off. You're right.
Are we professionals?
No. No, we're not.
All right. So, there's a few things I want to talk about.
I saw the weirdest couple today at Meijer.
Okay, just going to dive. Okay, you go first.
Oh, did you want to go first?
No, you can go first with your weird couple at Meijer.
All right. It's just, that was it. That was the end of the story.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. There's more to it.
Okay.
I remember there was this one time where we were driving around and we saw this really ugly guy with like this kind of cute girlfriend.
Okay.
They were holding hands.
Yeah, I don't.
That's how we knew they weren't brother and sister.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't hold. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Really?
I really don't.
Okay. So we just both looked and we said nothing for a little while. And then I just said, good for him. And you laughed. So I knew you were thinking it too.
Hey, go on. Did you see that couple again?
I don't know if this is the same couple. Anyway, there is like this big fat guy, probably 260 pounds, not tall. And he had this girlfriend who may have been cute, but she was wearing like a dinosaur mask with a tail, a red tail. I don't know who got the worst end of the deal.
Were they young?
Like mid-20s, probably.
Eh.
That's what I said.
No, I,
that's
see,
what
I
we
don't.
All collectively said. Every time I saw them walk by someone said, yeah, this is fine.
I don't care, yeah.
Dress like a dinosaur.
Go for it. Who cares? It's Meijer.
At least you're wearing a mask.
Yes. Okay, so my stuff. Your story was very, I don't know. I could see myself wearing a mask, a dinosaur mask and a tail in my early 20s. It's not that start.
No. I was there for your early 20s. You would not have.
I would do it now then, I guess.
No.
I'm going to do it now.
To Meijer?
To Meijer.
Out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, if you're wearing leggings, you're like, should I not wear leggings to Meijer?
Maybe I just need to add a tail.
Yeah, that's what you're missing, the tail.
Anyway, two things. One, fucking Shazam. Okay, it's not Shazam. But I was scrolling through my phone, and suddenly I came to an article, and it was like, hey, other Mandela effect things. And one iconic line is apparently not real.
Yeah, this one blew my mind.
Anthony Hopkins Hannibal does not say hello, Clarice, in that first scene where they meet. He just says, morning. But
just like that.
Morning.
None of us remember the Southern accent either. Like, that's crazy.
And then she's like, hi, I'm Dr. Clarice. Then he gets his...
I've probably seen this movie like 50 times.
Yeah.
And that blew my mind.
The first video I watched to confirm this, he said it, and then I read it, and I was like, oh, this is edited. And then I saw another one, and I was like,
Jesus.
Morning. And then she's like, hi, I'm Clarice.
Another one that you showed me. The main bad gremlin in Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, oh, yeah. Spike. It's Stripe.
Nope. Which is very timely because the kids watched Gremlins today.
Yeah. And now that you say that, I remember the scene where like he's got the stripe on him. Like, oh, Stripe. Why did I think his name was Spike?
Does he have a spike later on? Is he kind of spiky too?
Maybe. I don't know. It just in my head, his name was Spike.
Yeah, and there was another one with the jaws, which I don't really remember the bite. But unrelated to that article, I was scrolling through TikTok, and then on my feed, like, right after we had this, well, not right after, but, like, a little bit after we had that conversation about it, they were talking about intros to Disney movies, and do you remember when Tinkerbell, her wand would be broken? And
yes.
She'd bang it? Apparently that's not a thing. There's a bunch of different intros with Tinkerbell that supposedly don't exist. So I don't know. I didn't get to do research, but that was just
crazy.
Yeah, I just...
The Mandela effect is nuts.
I feel like it's getting crazier and crazier and more intense.
Well, now we have the internet.
So we can actually verify,
Well, people are, like, talking to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
It just blows my mind. it blows my mind how multiple people everywhere
have this
remember these things.
Yeah, like the hello Clarice. He did say, so in the 2001 film, he says hello Clarice on the phone, but everyone is the iconic in the scene where he's in, when he's their first meeting in the mental institution, like that's where you hear the hello Clarice. Like that's,
yeah.
So I'm wondering if they added that because everyone's like, oh, he's already said it.
I have no idea.
But yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, it makes sense that he wouldn't know her name, but you said it'd be creepier if she did. And it would, yeah. It would add to the, like, oh my God, he knows everything.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing. He knows everything. He knows plus, things that he shouldn't know.
Because he's smooth with, like, the guards. They probably would have told him, like, hey, yeah, we got a hottie coming your way. Like,
yeah, I mean, he knows her preference in, like, skin cream.
He's so creepy. Anthony Hopkins.
That movie was so good.
It was.
It was ridiculously good. One of my top 10 favorite movies.
How many top 10 do you have?
Hundreds.
At this point?
I have hundreds of them.
See, and I think I'm bad at numbers. Maybe you just need to have top 10 categories, like top 10 in different categories.
No.
You're just going
to have the Omni list.
Okay, but you keep adding more.
We should make a list of all the best top 10 movies.
Oh, man. I have.
See how many there are.
Make a list of the top 10 movie, like a list of the lists.
A list of all the movies that deserve to be in the top 10.
That sounds like that will take a while.
Yeah. I think Silence of the Lambs is on there.
Yeah.
Braveheart's on there. I think the original Candyman is on there. Oh, what else would be in the top 10? Nightmare Before Christmas. Babe.
Oh, that'll do, Pig. That'll do.
I
is that gonna
love
be Mandela?
That fucking movie.
Is that going to be a Mandela effect? Is there a Babe Mandela effect?
Good work, Pig.
No, the whole movie, it's that he actually does get shot at the beginning, and that's all it is. But we all just remember
the
this.
The pig doesn't talk.
The pig doesn't talk. Ah, fucking mean dog.
I was listening to a Terrence McKenna lecture. So he was doing some research. And by research, I mean he took a lot of drugs and started writing down theories. He had one where parallel universes would collide and combine together at, I think, 2012, like, you know, some dumb Mayan shit.
Is that, like, why we're having all these Mandela effects?
That's what I'm proposing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
did all these things happen before 2012?
I don't know, because the Baron, I think, with some of it, like, the Berenstain, yeah, some of it, I feel like, Shazam, I think there was an article, a Reddit from 2009. I think, right? No, was Reddit around that long?
I don't know.
I thought there was something like a, but like the Berenstain Bears thing bothers me so much. I had so many of those books and I don't have any of them anymore. And I just wish I did because motherfucker, it was an E, not an A.
Yeah. I think we're from, I think there are two different universes going on. We crashed into
each other. Can I be in the universe where there's no COVID and no school shootings?
No, those are both universes now. Yeah. That's a, whew. Yeah. So I was in a meeting again. And I got a call from Logan's school. And so I thought, okay, he bashed his head open again. So I picked it up. And no, it is an active shooter message.
Yep.
Jesus. Not at his school.
Not at his school. It was a school like a couple of towns away, but still close enough. And then we got a phone call at 6 this morning. I heard your phone ringing. And I'm like, that's probably the school district. Because I didn't know who else would be calling you. And then my phone rang like a second later.
Yep.
And his school got closed. All of the schools in his district got closed because
all around
of
Michigan.
All around Michigan.
60 schools closed.
Because of threats.
Why?
Just.
Why? Like, why would people pile on to this?
I don't know. But I don't like it. I hate it. Because we never had one this close.
Yeah. That's what's weird to me. Like, Florida. Yeah. That's just what people do in Florida.
And there's, like, people that, like, we know or vaguely know new people who died.
Yeah.
That's just, and then you got my kindergartner who can't go to school because of threats.
Yeah. And they have to do active shooter drills.
I don't think he's had one yet because I feel like he would tell me about it. But I'm sure one's coming up.
And then he's like, why don't I have school today? And he's like, quit asking questions. That's why.
Let's go to grandma's house and decorate a tree. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We
like
decorated a tree.
This is like the story of Buddha, how he was shielded from reality. That's what I want to do to my son.
I feel the shooting is bothering me a lot. I mean, they've all been bothering me ever since I've had kids, but this one, because it's so close, is just. So I want that reality where those don't exist.
Yeah.
I just want my kid to have to stay home from school because of snow days.
Man, and that kid, He's going to get bullied so much more now in prison.
Okay. Should we move on?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so this whole Terrence McKenna thing that I was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
Something came up when I Googled it trying to find it, and it was the Mandela effect.
What? Yeah.
Time wave zero theory.
Uh-huh.
According to former author Terrence McKenna, time is constantly progressing towards a condensed reality. This means that all possible outcomes packed into one singular outcome. And then it goes on, but I don't feel like reading the rest.
What is that? So we're all going to like...
So no? There's similar parallel universes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I get that, yeah.
Like Berenstain Bears.
Versus Berenstain.
Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. And then they meld together and somehow we got the worst one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We might not have the worst one though, because I got a headline hunter.
What?
So it ties in with the movie we're watching today.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
First off, what movie are we watching?
We're going to be watching Last Kiss, I think it's
Vampire's
called.
Kiss,
Vampire's
right?
Kiss.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, who spends a wild night with a lady, gets bit, and assumes she's a vampire. I don't know what else is going to happen with that.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Neither of us have seen this one.
We have not seen it, but it's come out within like a day or so ago that Nicolas Cage is set to play Dracula in Universal's Renfield. So it's going to focus...
Wait, what? Is the movie called Renfield?
Yeah, because the focus is going to be on Renfield.
Really? So Nicolas Cage is not the main character?
Yeah, I guess not.
Who's Renfield?
Who's playing Renfield? Nicholas Holt. You know the guy that played in Warm Bodies, right?
Oh, okay.
I think that's Nicholas Holt, right? Holt.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think. I could be wrong. But yeah, he's played it. So yeah, it's going to focus on... It says he's starring alongside Nicholas Holt, so who knows what that means. But it's going to focus on center around Renfield with Nicolas Cage as
wow,
Dracula.
That's fun.
I hope it's unhinged.
I started watching a Nicolas Cage movie.
Uh-huh.
It's called Prisoners of the Ghostland. It's one of his newer ones. Mm-hmm. Free on Shudder at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. I had to look to see if Nicolas Cage wrote it. He's insane.
I also hope that with, I guess we shouldn't call it Dracula, we should call it Renfield, that it's not just Nicolas Cage in it for like one or two scenes. You know,
I can't
like,
imagine
yeah,
they
I just
have him in there.
But then again, you know, he never talked in Wally's Wonderland, and that's weird. I didn't think he's got a shitty voice.
Oh, man. So I watched Color Out of Space with Nicolas Cage, and as I was watching it, I was thinking, I now understand why they didn't give him speaking roles in Willy's Wonderland. Like, he could be awful. Like, this is why it's amazing that anyone casts him in, like,
because
a big
sometimes
movie.
He fits really well and can do it, but other times it's just a...
It's such a crapshoot when you hire Nicolas Cage to do anything.
That's why I...
So, like, hearing him play Dracula, imagine investing all this money and then just entrusting it to Nicolas Cage's acting skills. But he is fun. When he nails a part, he nails that part. He was really good in Mandy. That was a fun one.
The guy who did the filmmaker behind Tomorrow World and the Lego Batman movie is the filmmaker for Renfield.
Huh?
Chris McKay, the filmmaker behind the Tomorrow War and the Lego Batman movie, is directing and producing from a screenplay by Ryan Ridley of Rick and Morty. What kind of Dracula do you think we're going to get from him?
I think we know exactly what kind of Dracula you're going to get
wait.
From him.
And I think Nicholas Holt, if it's who I think it is, I should probably look this up before I say anymore.
Why? Just look it up right now.
Yeah.
Oh, remember how bad he was in Kick-Ass?
Yes, that is that guy. He's also in Catherine the Great, that Hulu show, which I guess is pretty good, with Elle Fanning.
Who? Elle Fanning?
Or isn't it Elle Fanning?
Elle Fanning?
Yeah, Elle Fanning.
Is that like
Dakota Fanning's little sister?
Oh, okay.
Elle Fanning.
I thought this was like some rap artist.
No.
You know Elle Fanning? Okay.
I should have just said May.
It would have made more sense to me.
I guess he's kind of like, Nicholas Holt is kind of unhinged in that Catherine the Great, he's playing some like, I don't know history, but some guy from Russia.
Yeah.
That's married to her. And I guess so I think he could probably play an unhinged character, and I'm really excited. And it's just very timely. So maybe we don't have the worst timeline.
Maybe not. Know. Yeah, we do get a Nicolas Cage Dracula.
Yeah.
But another timeline got a Nicolas Cage Batman. Did you ever see that?
No.
They had him suited up. I think that was the Ben Affleck Batman. It was almost Nicolas Cage, if I'm not mistaken. He might have been almost Superman. I got a shitty memory.
He should be almost everyone.
Never anything.
Just quite.
But almost everything.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we get this movie, but I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like they've started it really yet. I don't know. There's like no like coming in blah, 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 blah. Is there anything else?
I don't know. Nicolas Cage is just the weirdest draw for a movie.
He is, but it works sometimes.
We got to watch Wicker Man at some point on yeah. here. Like the original Wicker Man and then the remake.
I do enjoy doing the side-by-sides.
Yeah, it is fun. If we have the time. Yeah. It is very time-consuming.
It is. We'll just have to, when you have like another week off or something, so we can get like, or a random weekday off. Do you have anything else? Or should we get to the movie?
Oh, Logie was looking up car crash videos the other day.
Why?
He was on his tablet. He was being quiet, so I was letting him do that while he played my video games. And he said, "Hey, Dad, a car crash video." I was like, "What?" And then I looked, and sure enough, he had a car crash video. So he found out he can just shout things at his tablet, and it'll look up videos. And then so he starts just shouting words at it, like, you know how he makes up words?
Yeah.
Like, Sala,
like. I need to look at his settings again and get some better parental settings on that again.
At one point, he just started shouting, cock, cock, cock. And I was like, okay, I'm taking this from you.
Yeah, I had it. Yeah, I need to adjust his settings again so he cannot just get to creepy YouTube.
Yep.
Kids, kids, kids. All right, well, I think we should get to the movie.
I think that might be a good idea. I would love to see how this one... Are we going to do an intermission, probably?
Yeah, I like doing it. I feel like it's better if we do an intermission.
It's fun to predict what happens next.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Okay, and okay. We're back. About a third of the way through this movie. What do you think so far?
Well, should we call this a psychological thriller?
I think so. He goes to a psychiatrist.
Like, right away, which, you know.
I'm thrilled.
Given this took place in the 80s, at a time where people were very, like, they didn't really talk about going to therapy and stuff, kudos to this movie for showing some therapy.
It's very,
Progressive, yeah.
Except for the bathroom scene.
So, more on that. Well, more on that. So, yeah, it opens up with, like, a slow, like, start with, like, showing the city and music, and then you slowly start hearing him talking, and then they show him in his office. He's got an accent. He's made a choice with his voice.
Yes. What regional dialect is this?
I feel like it's an American who either spends a lot of time talking to, like, English people and is trying to adopt their accent, or, like, it's vaguely like he's trying to do an English accent, but not really. Like, there's hints of it.
It's a weird accent.
Yeah.
It kind of... I actually had to look this up. I was like, was this movie the inspiration for Bill and Ted? Like, the way they talk?
Oh.
Because I'm sure you saw me looking
at that. I did. I was wondering why you're looking at Bill and Ted. Yeah.
Because they sound very similar. It sounds like whoever directed Bill and Ted was just like, watch this movie, sound like Nicolas Cage.
Do this voice. This guy, he's got something.
Whoa. Where is he from? Like, I don't know. Just do his voice.
So, speaking of other movies.
Yeah. So, right off the bat. He's got this saucy little girl that he's banging.
Okay,
not a little girl.
A woman.
Saucy little woman that he's banging.
God, that was like...
No, but... It's like, oh, she is very familiar. It is Bernadette from the original Candyman.
Yeah.
And what's special about this movie? That's
you got to see her boobs.
Yeah.
And I was asking you a question, and you were not answering because of your, like, boobs. I don't even remember. But it was during that scene. So they're getting drunk. They're very drunk. Like very over-the-top drunk acting, I think. Lots of giggling and falling. And then suddenly, out of nowhere... They're at his apartment, and then a bat flies to the window, and that bat, I've never seen such a realistic bat in my life.
Yeah, it reminded me of the bat from the original Dracula.
It did.
Like, just this real shitty special effect.
Someone just threw it.
Oh, I loved it. So like, this movie's great so far.
Yeah, he fends off this bat, and then she falls out of the apartment, basically naked, laughing, and the little boy's watching.
Yeah, she doesn't... I think she's got, like, underwear
on. She's, like, covering her top. Mm-hmm. And she tries to explain to the little boy and then just can't. And the mom's like, why are you letting your son just sit on some steps in a city apartment? So I guess they leave the bat in the apartment and they go to her apartment. And then it goes, and this is when we first, no, is it when we first meet the psychologist? Or we had met her before, I think.
Oh, boy. I think it's after he bangs Bernadette that we meet the psychiatrist. So at this point, right?
Yeah, so he's talking about it. Actually, no, I think we met him before. I think, we did meet her before because he was talking about having sex with someone and, like, shooing her out of his apartment when he's done.
Yeah.
And then the scene with Bernadette, who is named something else in the show. And then he's talking about it and he's like, yeah. So he's about to leave and then she does some psychological stuff. And then he brings up, yeah, so, like, this really weird thing happened. I was, like, fighting a bat and I got horny. And she's like, well, weren't you just, like, making out with a girl? Could that have been... I'm like, yeah, I got horny because of her, but, like...
No, like, I'd calm down, and then the bat comes out.
Bat comes out. And then I was like, I was in, like, Mortal Kombat. That's how he worded it.
Yeah. It just reminded me... Do you remember Rock of Love?
Yes.
What was that guy?
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, like, everything made that guy horny. Mm-hmm. Like, he was... It was always, like, him talking to the camera, and he'd be like... Yeah, well, she really opened up about her dad was dying.
And it's just...
Honestly, I was a little turned on.
That, like vulnerability just did it for me.
That's what was going through my head when I'm watching this movie.
Yeah, so that happens, and then... Oh, and there's also work drama with Elba.
He just keeps abusing this poor woman. Poor woman Elba,
which we'll get back to that. So then finally he goes on another date with someone else, goes back to his apartment, and then suddenly she bites him.
Mm-hmm. She's got vampire teeth.
Were you looking for vampire teeth on Bernadette? Because I was.
No.
Because I knew from the synopsis that someone bit him. So I was like, looking
for nipples.
That's true. You were looking for nipples. Oh, and the vampire doesn't have nipples.
She does. She's got like titty tape on or something.
Which is weird because they also have never really made an effort to show her full boob anyway.
Yeah.
She's always laying on him and biting his neck.
I don't know what's going on. Like, so they show us Bernadette's boobs. Mm-hmm. You would think they would find an actress that would be fine with showing her boobs.
Maybe she's a shy vampire.
Mm.
She doesn't seem that shy. But so he bites her, or she bites him. And then he makes coffee the next morning and is, like, shaking. And then she's not in the bed and he's talking to her and his hand's just shaking.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? There's a lot of weird things like that in this movie.
Yeah, and I will say that the titty tape was a bit distracting to me.
Did you miss the biting? Because the biting was intense.
Oh, the bite happened?
The bite happened.
Shit. You see, if they just showed me her nipple, I could've... I was literally
just explaining the bite was happening.
God damn it. So that was the vampire? The girl with the teeth? The woman with the teeth?
Okay, back to Elba. I think now we can bring up Elba. poor Elba. So he works for publishing. I think he's like an editor. And one of his writers wants a copy of something from when he first published years ago. So he's trying to find it. And he's got his assistant Elba trying to find it. And he's just aggressively, or like each day getting more and more aggressive with her. And then one day he's shouting for her. And she is not going to his office. So he walks out of his office, jumps onto a desk, points to her, and then chases after her.
She just starts running for her life.
She's scared out of her goddamn mind. She's like, she chases him into a bathroom. There's this old lady who's like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Is there trouble? And the old lady leaves. Like, she's concerned for a second, but then she's like, you know what? Fuck this, and leaves. And Elba's like, don't get close to me. Don't ever touch me. I have a gun. So I'm calling it here. He gets shot by Elba.
Oh, you think so?
I think he touches her. Could be, it might be he's in a moment of like delirium or something. Maybe
do you think
not.
He'll be okay.
Maybe, I don't know, but I do think
you could shoot a vampire.
You could shoot a vampire. Anything. And I keep, every time he's by a mirror, he keeps having reflection. I keep looking for that. So then it shows to another scene, or he's like, he doesn't really apologize, does he? He's just like, I won't touch you, and then he leaves.
Yeah.
It's like a weird, like, he realizes he went too far, but yeah, he doesn't by like
chasing her into the bathroom.
Yeah. But he doesn't like. I don't know if he says anything.
I don't know.
I think if she shoots him, he is not going to be attacking her. It's going to be a moment of, like, trying to... I don't know. I think he's going to get shot by her. Because I don't know why they would bring up that she's got a gun. And they brought up a second time because why did they bring it up a second time? You should tell this. I feel like you can tell this side of the story more about the meeting.
Yeah, because this is like, this reminded me of all of our work meetings. Yeah, it was just all the, like, executives, they're all dudes, all in a room just sort of laughing about how Nicolas Cage chased down one of his subordinates and chased her into a bathroom.
And then she asked for a raise, and they're like...
She had to threaten to shoot him to get him to leave. And they're like, ah, yeah, she asked for a raise.
Hey, was my name written in the bathroom? Yuck.
Yeah.
And then the one guy was like, yeah, you know, she rides a subway. It makes sense about why she's got a gun. And then they just started. It works here.
Just. With this fucking lunatic.
So yeah, that's why I think she's going to shoot him. We'll see how wrong I am. Because I just feel like, I don't know why they would have. It could be wrong.
Let's see how wrong you are.
It could just be like a loose end that never gets. That happens in movies.
I think you are onto something. That sounds like foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. She's got a gun. She's going to shoot him.
She said, don't touch me. He's going to touch her. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what way. Might not be, like, an aggressive. It could just be, like, you know how sometimes in movies where it's, like, someone's, like, panicking? They don't mean harm. And then they end up getting shot because, like, they go after, like, there might be a situation like that. Because he's slowly starting to lose his mind. He tried to get back with Bernadette because he left Bernadette in a fucking museum. He's like, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then just left. And then she's like, you know what? Fuck you. She spent money on a payphone to call him. To say fuck you. So she has a number memorized.
She's a little obsessed, I think.
I think you were supposed to memorize numbers back then. You didn't have a pocket phone.
Who memorized numbers?
I still know some numbers.
I know my old home number. I know my number.
I know my number. I don't know your number. I know my mom's number.
I think those are the only three numbers I know now.
That makes sense.
I used to know Garrett's number. I think I forgot it.
His cell phone or his house phone? His parents' house.
His cell phone.
Okay.
Jeez. My God. I've forgotten all but three numbers.
you don't need it. You always have your phone on you. So if you need if you have a situation where you need to like recall it, you just, I got it. So yeah, that happens. And then he, starts freaking out at a restaurant, shout something that we can't hear. And then he calls her and he's like, yo, I'm sorry. I need to tell you something. Something's going on. Meet me at dinner. She's like, I can't do that dinner. I can do it in a few hours later. So he's like, okay.
Yeah, the restaurant for you. What set him off? Let's say
that. It sounded like there was, no one was waiting on him. So he got mad. He was sitting there for 15 minutes. But there was these two ladies talking. And one lady got engaged and she was telling her friend. And then he just freaked out. Which is weird because his whole beginning, he's supposed to be like a player. Like he's not, he sends ladies home. That's what he tells his shrink.
Maybe he's mad about the commitment.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what he shouted. And I think he does therapy just to talk about sex with his, because that's so far all they've talked about.
I think that's all he's got going on, really.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's going to go meet up with Bernadette and then the vampire lady won't let him leave. She's like, I'm a jealous mistress and leads him back upstairs.
Is she going to kill Bernadette?
I don't know. So then she bites his neck again. And then we ended it with he had a note from Bernadette that's like, fuck you, stay out of my life. And then he looked like he was on the verge of freaking out. We're like a third of the way. We might have a few breaks. I don't know. But
this
like,
is, I gotta say, this movie is prime Nicolas Cage. This is the part that he's made for.
It's like not what I expected, but also everything I expected.
Well, this is pretty early into his career.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would act like such a lunatic. In a part.
It's making me excited for his Dracula.
God. Oh, he'd be so good.
He would have been good as Renfield, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested to see if he's not going to be, like, will he be unhinged or will he be...
Oh, previously I said he was almost Batman. He was almost Superman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that you shared that.
I think it was a Tim Burton Superman.
Interesting. He did Batman, didn't he?
Yeah.
The one with Penguin?
Yep. Did he do the first one, too?
I don't know.
I know he did the second one. I thought he did... I don't know. Whatever.
I don't...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to watch more of this movie?
Yep.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Intermission number two is over.
Are we back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we're two-thirds of the way through this movie. Yeah, now, what is going on?
This movie has a lot, so that's why we have to take a few breaks.
Yeah, the Nicolas Cage meme... The mm-hmm. Oh, You Don't Say meme is from this movie.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I never heard of this movie.
Yeah. So he got shot.
Yep, he did. He shot himself.
He shot himself.
Well, first we should explain what's going on.
Yeah, you go ahead. I explain the last half.
What started it? Oh, she found the contract.
Yes. Well, before all that, he freaked out on her in the office, and she decided she wasn't going to go to work again. And then her mom's like, "You need to go to work." And then she's like, "No, she called in sick." And then he was like, he just showed up at her house and was like, "I brought you soup." And he was all sweet and nice. And she was like,
"You're my gift." Oh, God.
Yeah. Andrew just now saw the Folgers commercial.
The incest Folgers commercial?
Yeah, he had no idea that one existed.
When did that come out?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Okay.
But anyway.
Maybe I just forgot. Maybe.
But anyway, that happened. So she agrees to go to work. And then he starts going crazy. The car ride. And then take over.
Yeah, well, I love that, how he's just like, you know what? I don't even care about the contract
anymore. Care about the contract. Until she's stuck in a cab with him and she cannot escape.
Like, I'm sorry about what I said. I don't care. You know what? Fuck that guy. We don't need him as a client anyway.
Yeah, fuck him. Also, that client is not being pushy in the slightest. No.
We didn't mention that.
We didn't mention that at all. So
the client went to call them. Nicolas Cage, like, had him on hold. He brought Alva in.
Yeah.
Started, like, berating her and, like, "I want you to see what your incompetence is doing to me.
I'm going to have to, like, grovel and blah, blah, blah."
And then he picks up and the guy's like, "Oh, look, I just wanted to say, like, don't worry about it. It's going to take a while. You guys find it is fine.
I get it. There's a lot of files. I'm moving, blah, blah, blah."
And Nicolas Cage is just like, "Yep, yep." Then he hangs up the phone. He's like, "I couldn't even get a word in edgewise."
And I was wondering, because, I mean, they made it so the audience can see, but I still wonder if she heard any of it.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's in the office with him. And then the vampire lady comes and makes out with him.
Yep. And then Alva finds the contract, finally.
Praise.
After many late nights, is staying up till 1 a.m. looking for this dumb contract.
Yeah, she's casting, like, flip through each page individually because it's not on the computer system that they have because it's the 80s. And why do they even have a computer?
She's all excited. Mr. Cage, look what I have.
I think it's Lyle or Lowell.
I think it was Cage.
Yeah, we'll keep it that way. Go on.
And then he's like, it's too late. And he starts freaking out. Chases her down into the basement, corners her. She pulls out her gun. He's like, do it. Fucking shoot me.
Because
like,
I will rip
you if you don't shoot me.
Suddenly realized he's a vampire. So he's like losing his mind because of this.
Yep. But unfortunately, she only has blanks.
Yep. Because on the ride to work, in the cab, she's like, "Oh, my brother works at this gas station." I thought she was just BSing, but he does work at that gas station.
Yep.
So pulled off. And she's like, "Give me, I have no bullets in this gun. Please give me bullets." And he's like, "We only have blanks here."
So Nicolas Cage...
Which then, Andrew did call. He was like, "Yeah, she's going to shoot him, and he's going to think."
Yep. But he actually shoots himself. He puts the gun in his mouth, tries to shoot himself, but they're blanks, which I feel like would still
damage you.
Hurt. Yeah. A lot, right?
And his mouth was just full of, like, soot. Not soot. Like, what? And then he's like, boom, boom, or something. Falls into depression for a day, and now we just edited it where he bought fake plastic vampire teeth.
Yeah, he couldn't afford the good ones because he only had like $5 on him.
So what really started the freak out before Alva came with finding it is he went into the bathroom, looked at himself in the mirror, and he was like, Where am I? And he's touching the mirror. Meanwhile, there's a full-length mirror that he's not looking at. We can see him. And then he looks at that mirror and he's like, "Where am I?" And then some guy's like, "You're in the fucking men's bathroom." Because there have been a few instances. Because again, like, he had at his apartment before all this, he had sex with his vampire lady. And then it was the next morning.
It doesn't seem like this vampire lady exists.
Yeah. Next morning, he's in the bathroom. He's in the shower and he invites her in, but there's no one there. And he's like laughing and flirting with her.
Yeah, that explains that scene at the beginning where he makes the coffee and no one's in bed.
Yeah, so... Because, like, for a while...
It seemed like he was just going crazy and talked to her after she left.
Yeah, the movie... But
apparently she's not real.
The movie was doing a really good job. Like, they made it seem like he was actually turned into a vampire for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was actually there, and now they're throwing in the... Maybe she's not. Maybe this is all his fucking mind. Like, they could have done that at the beginning, but I kind of like how they're just throwing it in now. Like, it wasn't...
All right, do we want to finish this movie? I want to see how it ends.
Oh, also, his psychologist has a hottie.
Yeah, she's banging like this 20-year-old dude.
And she's like 40?
She's 50? Gotta be older than 40.
Yeah, like, so he called in a panic with his plastic vampire teeth in his mouth because he couldn't afford the legitimate looking teeth. And she was like, I guess I can see you at like 7 in the morning. And her dude was like, let's go back to bed. He's like he's a youngin'.
I also like when he puts the vampire teeth in, like, it plays like this really dramatic music.
Yeah, then he crawls off a bench. Just crawling. I don't want to say his acting is great in this, but it kind of is. Like, he's just losing his mind, and it's perfect. Like, this movie is both everything I wanted it to be and completely different.
I will honestly say it's better than I was expecting.
Yeah, so we'll be back in, like, 30. I don't know.
See you soon. Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Jeez. Woo! Well, we probably shouldn't get into the ending right away.
But no, but wow. That ending. All right. So we left off. He just discovered he's a vampire with the blinks.
He's got his fake teeth.
He's got his fake teeth.
So he goes into a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those generic vampire nightclubs where people have mohawks.
Yeah, it's the 80s. It's cool.
Yeah.
He punches his way in, by the way. He goes across the line, punches the bouncer, and just runs in.
That's their first sign that they should have kicked him out.
Yeah, they didn't. No one chased after him. It was super crowded. I was getting anxious. Like, that's had to be a fire hazard.
But he finds this hot
I think she was doing coke or something.
Doing coke.
I think, because it looked like she was, you know, in the nose
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and so he got by the way,
his eyes are bugging out, because I don't think he's blinked in, like, hours.
Yeah.
And he's acting super real, and she's just like, or super weird, and she's just like,
she's like way into it.
Way weirdly into it. And then he touches her boob, and she's like, no.
You cross the line, and so he eats her.
He eats her, bites her neck.
Eats her neck, and kills her.
Kills her, yeah, leaves. Then he, before he leaves, he bumps into his vampire girlfriend, and she's like, you're a fucking loser.
There's apparently a real woman version.
Yeah, so he did
it. And then a vampire version whom is not real.
Yeah, so at one point in the beginning, the vampire lady was like, tell me that you love me, and he wasn't saying that right away, and then at one point he did. So now he's like, I'm in love with you, and she's like, yeah, fuck you, here's this dude that I like now. And then he gets back into the crowd, and he sees her again, and she's like, she's a vampire! And she's like, Peter? Is that your name?
Yeah, she's acting all normal and not like a vampire.
See her teeth? He tries to like pry open her teeth. And then he leaves, and then the sun comes out, and he's like, it's the end.
And so he starts talking to a wall.
Yep.
And then we see his cutting between him talking to the wall and then him in his shrink's office talking to her.
Meanwhile,
he's completely lost his mind.
Yep. And meanwhile, Alva tells her brother what's going on, so they're like heading towards his place.
Yep.
But yeah, he's just, the final scene with his shrink, though.
It was so good.
It was so good, because just the way they, yeah, like, he's, like, in a suit, because he found, a thing, I don't forget what they're called. Anyway, a thing with wood, and he yanked out a piece, so he had a stake.
Oh, it was, like, a pallet.
A pallet, that's, yeah, it? A pallet was the word I was looking for. So he ripped out, so he got a stake. So in the scene where he's dressed in a suit at the meeting with
office.
he's still got the stake
in his hand.
then it cuts to him on the streets just talking to a wall. Just... And he's like, you know what? I just want to, now don't laugh at me, but I think I don't need you. I think I just need to find love.
And so she starts cackling.
Starts cackling.
And turns out the imaginary woman who has the shrink right after him
is perfect for him. Yeah. So they hit it off.
And then they go off. It's just Nicolas Cage deranged by himself holding a stake.
Okay, but before this, he's like, wait, before I leave with this chick I think I'm in love with, you should know that I raped someone. And a psychologist is like, oh, you know, that's just the id. Or did you say
that's just the id coming out.
It's fine. He's like, and she's like, I murdered someone. And she's like, oh, people die all the time in this city.
The world's not going to stop for one person. Just get out there.
I will handle the cops. And he's like, thank you. So he admits to his crimes.
And his imaginary shrink absolves him of all sin.
And he's heading off into the sunset with his beautiful new wife. Well, she's not a wife yet, but you know. And then minutes later, trouble in paradise.
He gets home. They start arguing. The marriage is falling apart.
Yeah, before it even began.
And then Alva's brother comes in and stabs him in the heart with the stake.
Well, we never talked about the coffin.
He sleeps. He just pushed over a couch for his coffin.
Pulls it over.
And just sleeps under him.
Yeah, he destroyed his apartment and did that. So then Alva's brother comes in. He's gonna beat him with a crowbar. And then Nicolas Cage just picks up his stake and, like, puts it on his own chest. And Alva's brother's like, all right, and just shoves it in.
Man.
And then he dies.
How much of this movie was his delusion?
I don't know. Well,
did he ever have a shrink? Or was she imagined the whole time?
I don't know, because I was anticipating, because the movie ends just there, basically. I was anticipating, like, the shrink doing a wellness check, because he never showed up for this appointment that he demanded that he have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she sent someone there, and that's how they discover his body, but they didn't even cover that.
I don't even know. Was he banging any of these women? Was Bernadette real?
I think she was, and then he stood her up, and then that was it.
Hmm.
Alva was real,
I think.
Well, at least her brother's real.
Maybe.
Maybe he just somehow finally was able to push the stake through his own heart.
I don't even know. This whole movie could have been made.
Yeah, because you didn't see, he wasn't standing over him. He must have stabbed him and then just booked it as soon as he got. I'm not gonna stick around for this. My sister said to beat him, but the murder was real though, because we saw the New York Post.
Yep.
Yeah, the movie was really enjoyed it.
It was great.
Yeah, it's the synopsis. Yeah, but they executed it differently than I thought they would, and it came out. I don't even know what I was really picturing in my head, but it came out better.
You know what?
Was in my head.
If Nicolas Cage wasn't in this movie,
it wouldn't be as good.
No, it would have sucked. It just would have been a regular movie. Like a regular guy in
his
there?
His act, his voice, his crazy, I don't know if he blinked at all in that movie.
He might not have.
But especially after he was going, like the way he started, like.
Oh, man.
The way he makes himself look crazy. It's just, look, give this man a reward for this movie.
He didn't smile at all in this movie either. He was.
Until he had
the
fake
fangs.
It was like
he was completely straight-faced acting like that.
Fake fangs.
He did a really good job in this movie.
Because they needed someone to just slowly lose his mind, and he, well, not really slowly. I guess we don't know how long this build-up has been going on for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would give it an 80.
Yeah, I think 80 is
about good. I was
good.
Thoroughly entertained, like, because it entertained me. It ticked all the boxes.
What do you think the critics versus
users? The critics probably gave it, like, a 20. Ooh. Users, maybe 40, 50.
I'm going to say critics 50, users 70.
All right.
I think The Cage gets a lot of love. Okay. 61 critics, 53 audience.
Oh.
As many people liked it as disliked it about.
Yep.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, you have to go into it looking at the premise, seeing who's in it, and just.
Yeah.
Movies should be rated on that. It should be 80 all around. I stand by it.
This was a great movie. There were some very memorable scenes.
We wanted to take of all of the sound bites.
Yeah, I could have clipped this whole movie for the intro.
Just a psychology line.
But anyway, what are we watching next week?
I don't know.
Have we decided?
We have not.
Are
I know
we drawing? Are we doing Christmas movies? Because it is officially December now.
Mm-hmm. That's up to you. I picked this last one. I did it. I picked this last one.
I have been itching to see Black Christmas.
All right.
So this is one of the quintessential slashers.
No.
I've never seen it.
Did we want to do that one before? Because Christmas Eve is on, like, Friday.
I mean, we could, but I just want to watch
it. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it before.
All right.
Tis the season.
What other Christmas movies do we got?
I don't know.
We could do Gremlins. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
I think we'll just discuss that later.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
We're tired. It's
late.
About
to go to bed. We've been sick all week. Let's get out of here.
I just got my booster. I'm tired. The flu.
So, until next time. Lights out, fangs out.
Lights out, fangs out, stakes out. Or stakes in.
Stakes in.
Just want a couch coffin. All right, bye.
Bye, everybody.